International cruise port operator Global Ports Holding is asking the city of Ketchikan to give up its port fees, including a $7 head tax paid by each cruise passenger that visits Ketchikan. That's according to newly released documents detailing its proposal. The documents shine light on one of two bids currently in front of the city council over who would manage and operate the city-owned cruise ship docks for the next 2 to 3 decades. The really eye-popping number is the upfront fee Global Ports Holding and partner Conrack Solutions would pay the city, between $40 and $45 million paid out over 7 years. In exchange, Global Ports Holding and Conrack Solutions would gradually raise the fee paid by cruise passengers visiting Ketchikan to $15 by 2029. After that, it would be tied to inflation. As part of the deal, Global Ports Holding would also take over expenses currently paid by the city to operate the docks. That includes the Berth 4 lease, which cost $2.7 million last year, and interest on port bonds, another $2.2 million last year. Ketchikan Port Solutions would be the name of the entity created by the partnership. It's promised an additional $20 million in maintenance and another $19 million in other upgrades. The city would still be paid on a per-cruise passenger basis. Global Ports Holding and Conrack Solutions proposed paying between 50 cents and $1.25 per visitor, depending on whether the docks are leased for 20 or 30 years. Representatives for each company told the Ketchikan City Council last month that, in their mind, the city could spend that upfront $40 to $45 million fee on whatever it wanted to, as long as it's good for the public. So that's parks, water mains, fire trucks, whatever. That's notable because right now, port fees can't be spent on anything that doesn't directly benefit ships. That was reaffirmed in a federal court after the cruise industry sued the city and borough of Juneau over its $8 head tax. So a deal with Global Ports Holding could, in theory, mean more money for the city's general fund. But Ketchikan's city attorney hasn't commented or released a legal opinion of whether that would be the case. Altogether, the companies say their investment over 30 years would be at least $204 million. There is language to protect the city in case cruise passenger numbers drop off, but not in the case of a pandemic. The city has yet to comment on what it sees as probable risks in the deal. As of Monday afternoon, competing bidder Survey Point Holdings had not released its bid to take over management of Ketchikan's city-owned cruise ship docks. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.